Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumasav Kuf Hey, and we are starting Kuf Dalet Amud Beis right in the middle with the brand new Halacha, Halacha Hey, and the Vilna Sursav Tanun Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah Batsar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says, Karshine Truma, Machilin Oisan Lebehema, Vlachaya Vlatana Goylim. Karshine with our Truma are allowed to be fed to domesticated animals, wild animals, and chickens. And that's because we're specifically talking about Karshinim. This really is only used as animal food, and the only time it's used for humans is Bishas Atchak. And that's why Midrabanan, they even have a status of Truma, because something that's only designated for animals doesn't have a chiyuv of truma at all. And that's why these karshinim, even though they're truma, are allowed to be given to animals. Regular truma that's fit for human consumption is not supposed to be given to animals because that's considered ruining truma. But over here, again, since we're dealing with karshinim that are only truma d'rabbanan, they're allowed to be given to animals. Now we have two different cases. Yisrael shesachar par mekayin, a Yisrael that rented a cow from a kayin. Machil karshine truma, he's allowed to feed it karshine truma. And that's because even though it's the Yisrael's responsibility to feed the cow itself still belongs to the kayin. So the Yisrael is allowed to feed the kayin's cow karshinim of truma. However, if it was a kayin who rented a cow from Yisrael, even though the kayin has the chiyuv to feed the cow because he's the one that's renting it, so it's like when you rent a car, you have to fill it up with gas, still he's not allowed to feed this Yisrael's cow karshinim truma because the guf of the cow belongs to the Yisrael. Now we have a different case, which is similar. Yisrael shesham par mekayin, a Yisrael that evaluated a cow from a kayin, which means he borrowed the cow from the kayin and he has full responsibility for anything that happens to it, here, he's not allowed to feed a karshinim of truma because for all intents and purposes, it's considered the Yisrael's cow. However, if a kayin borrowed a cow from Yisrael, machil karshinim truma, so then he is allowed to feed a karshinim of truma because for all intents and purposes, it's considered the kayin's cow. Moving on, kofi amad alaf on the top, the mission continues, madlikin shemen srefa v'bati kinesias v'bati midrashas v'mavais ha'afelin, we're allowed to light shemen srefa, which is tamei truma oil. The reason why it's called shemen srefa is because it has to be burned, so we're allowed to pour it into the lamps, in the shuls, and the bati midrashim, and in dark in the alleyways, and that's because there's always kayanim around, v'algabe achaylim v'rshas kayin, and it's even allowed to be lit by the bed of a chayla, a sick person, if there's a kayin that's going to be coming. Another din, Baz Yisrael shenisus l'kayin, a Baz Yisrael who's married to kayin, mili maidus lave etzel avia, and it's very common that she goes back to her father's house. Avia malik bershusa, her father's allowed to light shemen srefa, tamei truma oil, when she's going to be around, even though her father's a Yisrael, since his daughter is married to a kayin, so now she has the status of a kayhenes, so he's allowed to light this oil. Now we have one more din, which is a four-way machlokes, madlikin bevesa mishte, aval loy bevesa avel, de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're allowed to light shemen srefa in a beis hamishte, a chasana, or some other sudas mitzvah, but not in a beis avel, not in a mourner's house. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, bevesa avel, aval loy bevesa mishte. It's the other way around. It's only allowed to be lit in beis avel, but not in a beis hamishte. And Rav Meir oyser kan v'kan, Rav Meir asers in both situations, Rav Shimon matir kan v'kan, Rav Shimon matirs in both situations. And now the Gemara clarifies, minayin leprasa shalkayin shehoisa shuma etzel Yisrael, she'ena machila b'truma. How do we know that when the kayin's animal is borrowed by the Yisrael, that the Yisrael is not allowed to feed it truma? Tamalai, because the pasuk says, "V'kayin kiyekne nefesh kinyan kas by v'gaimer." And this is the pasuk that tells us that the purchase of a kayin is allowed to be fed truma. Let's just read the whole pasuk: "V'kayin kiyekne nefesh kinyan kas by." And when a kayin purchases a soul, the kinyan of his kasef, meaning he uses his own money and he purchases something, hu yachal by, he's allowed to eat it. Meaning this thing that he purchased is allowed to eat truma. V'yilid beisai, and one who's born in his house, heim yachal b'lachmai, they're allowed to eat his lachem, meaning they're allowed to eat truma. And so back to our Joshua, the reason why the kayin's cow is not allowed to eat truma in the house of the Yisrael is because even though the kayin owns the cow, the Yisrael owns the cow in regards to its peres. He's the one that borrowed it and has full responsibility for it. So for all intents and purposes, it's currently not considered the kayin's cow. Now the proper girsa is to add in the following. Tani, we have a brass that says, Haim, and what do we learn from here? Eichlim, they eat ve'ena behem eicheles. When the pasuk says, Haim yoichu b'lachmai, they're allowed to eat his lechem, that's mashma that only the people of the kayin's house are allowed to eat truma, and not his animals. And so we continue, the Gemara says, Yochel lo yachilen b'karshinin, you might think that the kayin's not allowed to feed karshinim of truma to his animal, and again, that's because the pasuk says, Haim, so you might think that only people of the kayin's household are allowed to eat truma, and not the animals. However, because of that, Tom Leimer, the pasuk also says, and here's the proper girsa, nefesh. And that's the earlier part of the pasuk, v'kayin kiyekne nefesh, the word nefesh means a soul, and an animal is considered a soul. And so we learn from there that the kayin is allowed to feed his animal, karshinim of truma. Now we have a slightly different opinion, istanai tani, those are gaires, yachal loy teichal b'karshinin uvetiltan, you might think that he's not allowed to feed his animal karshinin or tiltan. And according to this opinion, that means he is allowed to feed even tiltan to his animal. However, Chizkiah says the name of Yirmi, who says the name of Chiyu, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, less kan tiltan, the proper girsa is not to be gaires the word tiltan over here, because says Tilton Dvar Torah, Tilton, fenugreek, is chayv in truma mida iraisa, so that is not allowed to be given to an animal. As we said previously, truma that's designated for human consumption is not allowed to be given to an animal of a kayin, only karshinim, which is really meant for animals, and only sometimes b'shasat chak is eaten by people, that's allowed to be given to animals. And we continue explaining Mishnah of a kayin shesham par miyisrael v'chulu. We had said that when a kayin borrows a cow from Yisrael, he is allowed to feed that Yisrael's cow karshinim of truma. However, ask the Gemara, like in Tani, don't we have a breast that says minayin l'kayin shakana eved? How do we know if a kayin bought an eved uli Yisrael by shutfes, and Yisrael has a little bit of a shutfes in this eved? Afilu echad mimeyabai, even if he only has 1/100th of a shutfes in this eved, which would mean, for example, the 99 days this eved serves by the kayin, and only one day it serves by the Yisrael. Still, she'ena machilu b'truma, the kayin is not allowed to feed this eved of his truma. How do we know this? Tamalem, because the pasuk says v'kayin kiyikne, when a kayin purchases. And over here, it wasn't the kayin that purchased the eved 100%; he purchased it 99%, and 1% of it was purchased by the Yisrael. And the kayin is not allowed to feed his eved truma. And that's clearly not like our Mishnah that says that when the kayin borrows a cow from Yisrael, he's allowed to feed it truma. Well, why should that be? The Yisrael still owns the guf of the cow. So Gemara says, you're right. Tani bar kapara, bar kapara taught in a braisa, echad zu, ve'echad zu, lo yitaychal b'truma. Bar kapara actually has a braisa that says that in both situations, this thing is not allowed to eat truma. Not only is the eved not allowed to eat truma, but also the cow that was borrowed by the kayin is not allowed to eat truma as well, and therefore it's not a question. Moving on to kofei and beis on top, we continue explaining the Mishnah, madlikin shem and sreifim, batim kisiyas, batim ijashas, v'chulu. Now we just have a clarification of our Mishnah, and this is actually how we had explained it. Shem Barava says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, keni masniso, this is what the Mishnah is saying, v'algabe achaylem bershus kayin. Then we're dealing with a chayla when we have a sick person, if there's a kayin that's going to be there, so then we can light shem and sreif over there as well. And that means, ha-masniso kadmiyasa, that the earlier part of the Mishnah is telling us, afil shalei bershus kayin, even if there's not a kayin there. In other words, if you go back to the Mishnah, you have to make sure to put the comma in the following place. The Mishnah says, malikin shem and sreifim about the kinesias, about the midrashas, m'vayis ha-afeilin, comma, v'agabe ha-chaylim, bershus kayin. So when we're by a chayla, the only way we're allowed to light shem and sreif over there is if we know a kayin's going to be coming. But by the other places, about the kinesias and about the midrashas, we're allowed to light shem and sreif even if we don't know for sure that a kayin's there. That's because there's always kayhan around anyway, so we could be samech on that. And now the Gemara tells us, Tani Rabbi Chiya taught in a braisa, biker ha-chayla ain lo shir. There's no shir for biker ha-chaylim. And even though a person went to visit once, he should come back again 100 times. And Amar Rechid Barada, he tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us this. How do we know this? Because we said, Valgabe Achaylim Bershus Kain, that we could light Shem and Sreifa, Tomei Truma oil, by a sick person, if there's going to be a Kain that's there. Now, technically, once the Kain left, you should have to extinguish it, but we don't have to. And that's because the Kain is always going to come back, because Mitzvah Biker Chaylim is Ein Lashir. And that's where we learn it from. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yirmiya Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiya suggested the following in front of Rab Zeira, Ad Kedain Betruma Shanafal Laimi Beis Avi Imai Kain. Up until now, we've been understanding that when this person, who's not a kayin, is lighting this Tamei Truma oil, where'd he get it from? His grandfather, who's a kayin, meaning his mother is the daughter of a kayin. His grandfather died and left him a Yerusha, and so this Tamei Truma oil is his 100%, and that's the oil that he's lighting, and he's allowed to light it because it's his. However, Bimya continues, Vafila B'Truma's Garnai, this is even talking about Truma that he has in his own Gairen, in his own storage house. He separated this Truma and he didn't give it to a kayin yet. He's even allowed to put that Truma into a lamp, according to Rabbi Yirmiya. However, Amar Leir, Rabbi Zeira told him, Man Yemer L'cha B'Trumas Garnai, who told you this, that this applies to Trumas Garnai? And it's actually not true. A person is not allowed to take Truma that he has in his Gairen that's supposed to be given to a Kayin and place it in a lamp to light. That Truma has to be given to the Kayin. And the Gemara tells Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi argue about this. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yonah holds a Rabbi Yirmiya that one is allowed to use Trumas Garnai, whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi holds a Rabbi Zeira that one is not allowed to. For the clarification, and now pay attention to the Girsa change, Mando Amar, Betruma Shanafel Beis Avi Imai Kayin, the one who holds that he's only allowed to use Truma that he got from his grandfather who's a Kayin, Asya, so this makes sense that he's allowed to light it because it belongs to him, it's his, he doesn't have to give it to any Kayin. However, Lamanda Amar, the Girsa is, Betruma's Garnai, according to the Manda Amar, which is Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yaina, that he's allowed to use Truma from his own Gairen, Beloy Kain Einot Tzarek Zechia, even without this, doesn't need Zechia, meaning as we've been saying, doesn't he need to give it to a Kayin? How is he allowed to use Truma that he separated that's meant to be given to a Kayin to burn in a lamp? He's not allowed to do that. However, Amalei, he told him, no problem, but Mezaka Loyal De Acher. We're talking about where he was Mezaka to a Kayin through somebody else, and that's why he's allowed to use this Truma. And the reason why he's allowed to light it in Shuler, the base Medrash, is because he knows the Kayin is going to be happy about it. That we're using his Truma oil to benefit a lot of people. And more dinim that are similar to this, Tani was taught in Nebraska, Yisrael V'Kayin Shai Yushotim Mechanus, a Yisrael and a Kayin that are partners, they own a store together. Mamali Yisrael Saner Shemen Sreifa, the Yisrael partner is allowed to fill up a lamp with Tamei Truma oil, Va'il Aliyah, and go up to the attic, and go back down with it into the store, Las Yisrael Shal Kayin, as long long as he's doing something necessary for the kohen, avolay shel Yisrael, but not if he's doing things only for himself. And the reason for this is obvious. If he's doing it for himself, so it means he's using shemen sreifa and he's not allowed to because he's not a kohen, but if he's doing something for the kohen, so he's allowed to use shemen sreifa. We're going to stop here for the day. I'll pick up tomorrow with more dinim that are similar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.